Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. More than a week after Hurricane Harvey hit the coast of Texas and then dumped more than 50 inches of rain on Houston and much of southeastern Texas, recovery and cleanup efforts continue. In Houston, that means life is returning to normal for many people, while many thousands of others are dealing with the daunting aftermath of the catastrophe, including homes that remain underwater. WBUR's Anthony Brooks is in Houston this Labor Day weekend and joins us now. Good morning, Anthony.
Hi, Sharon.
So the flooding and the extent of the damage is so intense. More than a week after the rain started, some homes are still underwater. Tell us what you've been seeing.
Indeed, and Houston is so big that there are big swaths of it where life appears to have returned to normal, Sharon, but there are still areas where there are big challenges, and we'll hear about one of those in a moment. But first, let's hear from Robert Picard. He's deputy leader of MassCare. He's a Red Cross worker from Brookline, Massachusetts, who's down here in Houston helping to organize the recovery effort. And I spoke to him yesterday about the challenges ahead for tens of thousands of people with damaged homes.
Many of them can't go home. There's no home to go to, or the home's there, but it needs 6 months of renovation before it's going to go there. Many places, apartments were destroyed. A lot of people who rent cannot go back to where they were. A million automobiles were destroyed in this process. They can't drive. They can't get in and out to get to stores, to get to work.
I'm wondering if you could tell me maybe one story. I mean, obviously there are thousands of stories of need, of what people are facing, but what sticks with you over the last 10 days?
That's a really good question. One that's fresh in my mind that sticks. A young mother I was talking to, she is now out of work. Her home is flooded. They said she can get back in next week probably, but the rent's due at the end of the week. She hasn't worked for 10 days. She doesn't know how she's going to pay the rent and certainly doesn't know how she's going to replace everything that was lost in the house.
So that's Robert Picard of MassCare talking to me yesterday. And Sharon, multiply that story by tens of thousands and you get an idea of the magnitude of the challenge down here.
Right. And as you said, you know, much of Houston is dry right now, but parts of the city are still underwater. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I spent part of yesterday in West Houston, in part of the city that is close to two reservoirs, which are so full from all that rain that came down, that city officials have been forced to release water, which means this neighborhood is still underwater. And that's where I met Nathan Kelly and his wife, who had just climbed out of a boat after visiting their home to retrieve some valuables and take stock of the damage in their house that still had 4 feet of water in it.
We actually just moved in a little over a week and a half ago. We bought the house in November and remodeled it and spent 9 months doing that and had gotten moved in and, you know, started unpacking and putting stuff up. And that's when all this kind of took effect.
I met Nathan Kelly at the entrance of a small shopping mall, which is now a boat launch. All day, boats came and went, ferrying residents to and from their inundated home. A small army of volunteers drove the boats. They carried guns because of reports of looting. City officials say because of the overburdened reservoirs, this part of the city will remain underwater for the next 10 to 14 days. So people like Nathan Kelly and his family will have to wait before they can even consider rebuilding.
We have wood floors on the bottom, and they've all kind of buckled into mountains. You know, you cross through the living room, and your head's hitting the ceiling because of how far the floors have pitched up. The smell, you can't even believe, is putrid. You can already see, you know, the effects of a waterlogged house. And like I said, you know, 10 to 14 more days of that, it's just going to exacerbate the problem.
While Harvey was cruel to many in this part of the city, it spared the home of Letitia and Ed Fallick, just a few blocks away from the worst of the flooding, where cicadas hum in the background. The water rose within a few feet of their front door and then stopped.
So it's dry, basically, right? But with water right out front.
Yeah.
There's still water at the end of their walkway and on the street in front of their house, but Letitia Fallick says for several days, their house was a dry island surrounded by flooded streets.
I'm having survivor's guilt. Every time I pick up my phone, it's a bad story.
Every time I check my Facebook or Instagram.
This is Letitia's daughter, Carla Fallick.
I see that somebody else's parents' house is destroyed or their house is destroyed or cars destroyed, anything.
So this family was lucky. And 2 days ago, they had something to celebrate. Carla Falick married her fiancé, Zach Wilson, right outside this house, surrounded by the flood.
Obviously, Harvey happened, and we were stuck in our house, could not leave, landlocked, didn't have a car, didn't have anything. My older brother, who was here too, got ordained online overnight, and he married us in our front yard.
As he was just finishing to sign the paper, did a little ceremony with all of us, the fire department shows up with their boat.
And there's a picture. There's a picture. You're all in the Houston Fire Department boat, just married, right?
Yeah. Legally married, yes. Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So, Sharon, that's Carla Falick and Zach Wilson, married 2 days ago in Harvey's wake. A happy moment down here amidst a difficult time for many people here in Houston.
Well, nothing like saying your vows amidst a once-in-a-20,000-or-40,000-year extreme weather event. Anthony, thank you.
Indeed. You're welcome, Sharon.
WBUR's Anthony Brooks, reporting from Houston. This is 90.9 WBUR.